Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, August 2nd, 2019. On this day in 1932, the positron, the antiparticle of the electron, was discovered by Carl D. Anderson. The Red-Red-Green Coalition is disagreeing on the expansion of the local transport network in Berlin. While on Thursday, the left called for more speed in the expansion of trams, the SPD is counting on, in its view, urgently needed extensions of the U-Bahn. The U-8 is to be extended to the Markische Viertel, the U-2 to the Pankow Kirche, and the U-1 to Mexikoplatz, as the parliamentary group announced on Thursday in Berlin. According to the SPD, all projects will cost about 400 million euros in total, and they're also included in Berlin's public transport plan, where the costs for all three extensions are estimated at 460 million euros. In its figures, the parliamentary group refers to engineers familiar with the projects. Jörg Schröder, deputy leader of the parliamentary group, remarked, quote, "There are three proposals that can be implemented quickly and easily. A tunnel, for example, for the U-8 to the Markische Viertel is already available. However, the left and the Greens are critical of extensions to the U-Bahn and are calling for the increased expansion of tram lines to relieve local traffic, which would be cheaper and quicker to implement." Left-wing transport politician Christian Ronnenberg told the German press agency, quote, "For 60 million euros, you get 300 meters of subway or 6 kilometers of tram." Schröder, transport policy spokesman Tino Schopf, and urban development spokesman Daniel Buchholz emphasized that 3 years after the coalition agreement was signed, however, the circumstances had changed and the burden on the infrastructure had increased. Schröder added that the projects now proposed were not in competition with trams, stating, quote, "The expansion of U-Bahn lines does not stop the expansion of trams. The budget situation has also improved significantly. We have no money problem. We have an implementation problem." According to the SPD, 60% of the costs incurred for the three projects could be financed through subsidies. Furthermore, comprehensive funds from the infrastructure of the growing city and sustainability funds, or SIVANA, are still available, which have hardly been called up. So far, however, a large part of the funds for the planning and construction of trams have not been used. Ronnenberg criticized this, stating, quote, "In total, less than 2 million euros of the planned 54 million in 2018-2019 have been or will be spent on trams. 52 million euros in tram funds will be spent either on other projects or on Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz." The Social Democrats are receiving support from the opposition. Oliver Federici, transport spokesman for the CDU parliamentary group, said, quote, "For us, the U-Bahn has a clear priority over the tram because it's more efficient and requires less traffic space. We will therefore be pleased when at least the SPD finally changes course." The FDP, too, is convinced that traffic flows in the city center can only be managed, quote, "in the long run, by U-Bahn." The parliamentary spokesman for infrastructure, Henner Schmidt, said, quote, "Instead of covering the entire city with a tram network, the long-discussed additions to the U-Bahn must now be tackled as a matter of urgency." The Berlin police are preparing themselves for a higher threat of terrorist attacks using drones. This is because unmanned remote-controlled aircraft can be used not only for spying, but also as firing weapons, as was the case, for example, during an assassination attempt against Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro in 2018. More and more drones are being launched in Berlin in prohibited areas, such as prisons and airports. In 2016, the police in Berlin recorded 22, in 2017, 11, and last year, 118 offenses. In the government district alone, also a restricted area for drones, the police registered a total of 22 offenses in 2016. In 2017, the police registered 11, and last year, 54. On Christopher Street Day last Saturday, police found 11 drones above the event area and 2 drone operators. According to their own statements, the Berlin police do not have their own drone defense devices, but in partnership with other federal states, the Federal Criminal Police Office and private companies, it is testing a so-called jammer for drone defense, which blocks the radio signal to the aircraft and forces it to land. The police have already tested possible terrorist attacks by drones in two different exercises. In June of 2018, there was an exercise called, quote, State Visit with Drone Attack. Also in August, the defense of a drone attack on the convoy of a state guest was rehearsed. Berlin's police want to set up an air competence center for a more effective defense against drones. The BVLG may be able to tow illegally parked cars from bus lanes and at bus stops earlier than previously thought. It could start in autumn. By then, at the latest, parking offenders should consider twice whether they want to park their car at a bus stop. As first reported in Tagesspiegel, according to Petra Nelken, spokeswoman for the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, the BVLG is working on starting towing in October. The Mobility Act passed a year ago stipulates that the BVLG may clear roads itself in order to avoid delays with the fines. So far, however, the necessary administrative regulations have not been in place. Currently, the procurement of up to 10 tow trucks is in progress. The necessary personnel are also currently being recruited, hired, and trained by the police. So far, the towing of vehicles has been a task that only police officers and employees of public order offices are allowed to assign to companies. In the meantime, the fee schedule for towing is also being worked out. It's already been signed off by Economic Senator Ramona Pop of the Greens, but when it's to be passed in the Senate is still open. The shortage of teachers remains a challenge for Berlin. Almost two-thirds of the 2,734 teachers hired for the new school year are career changers. Nevertheless, it was possible to fill all vacancies, according to Education Senator Sandra Schieris of the SPD. For this, especially great efforts had been necessary. In addition, there were 250 pensioners who temporarily returned to the teaching profession. In total, the number of teachers rose by about 500 to about 32,800. There's also a benefit for the pupils. The new school year starts after the summer holidays this Monday for 363,640 pupils. This is almost 6,700 more than in the previous school year. The number of first-year students dropped slightly by 161 to 33,820. For them, the seriousness of life in school does not begin until August 12th. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.